Okay, well, today I'm going to be talking about what I've been learning lately with my time with the Lord, and that's about preparation. And what I've been really doing is seeking God for an answer and direction in my life. And sometimes it just doesn't come as quickly as, you know, like we want it to come or that we think it should come. But personally, I've just been really seeking God about, like, what his will for my life is. And through that time, I was just being really frustrated because I wasn't getting the answer. And I don't know, I was just being really frustrated about it. But God brought me to Proverbs 24:27. If you guys want to turn there, and it says, "Put first things first. Prepare your work outside and get it ready for yourself in the field. And afterward, build your house and establish a home." And then establish a home. So what this verse is saying is that when you're building a house, you first have to prepare for it. You first have to get the supplies, get the money, get the bricks, get the wood, and whatever you need for it before you can actually go and build that house. And I think that's the same thing in our lives. God wants to prepare us before we can do his will for our lives, and before we can do anything for him, he has to prepare us. Just like soldiers are prepared, and they have to go through boot camp, and they have to go through training. God's preparing us to go into battle and to do his will for him. And the same thing with Noah. Noah had to prepare for 100 years for the ark. And that took a long time and it took a lot of diligence, but he knew if he didn't prepare for it that him and his family would die from the flood. And another verse God showed me is Galatians 6:7. It says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows of his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." So what this verse is really saying to me, or what it talked to me about, is that I was trying to, instead of relying on God and waiting on God, I was trying to get the answer of my flesh, try and do works. And it just wasn't working out that way. But he's been really showing me how to operate in the Spirit, and that's when I'll reap of the Spirit. It says, "Do not grow weary," and I've just been getting really frustrated with it. I was just tired of it, you know. And he just showed me not to grow weary, and if I don't lose heart, then I'll reap what I sow. And, you know, my mom's been kind of encouraging me in that, too. She's just like, this is preparation time, you know. This isn't a time to give up. This isn't a time to, like, let go and stuff like that. And this is just preparation and for what God wants you to do. That's all I really have for today.
Bless God. He's good. Amen? Amen. And he does speak to us. Amen? Actually, it's interesting that you talked about that, because that's actually what the Lord had been laying on my heart when I was praying about it. I was praying about, actually, what to talk about. I'm like, Lord, you know, what do your people need to hear? Because the Lord's been dealing with me about certain things in my life personally. But I was going, Lord, what do the people here at Life Church, what can I bring today that you want me to bring that will change someone's life? And so what he put on to my heart to talk about is actually hearing his voice, and this is actually really simple, it's not real complicated, but hearing his voice, what is the voice of the Lord, and how do we use it? What is the voice of the Lord? What's its use? How do we use it to impact our lives and to change our lives? Because obviously when God speaks, it's important.
He does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is in none of his, he does not belong to Christ.
Sorry.
And the Lord speaks. Yes, well, we are going to speak about the Holy Spirit, so very, very good. So what is the voice of the Lord? So it is a witness. The voice of the Lord is a witness with your spirit. Sometimes you don't even hear anything. Sometimes it's just an inner witness, a peace that you get in your spirit. You're asking the Lord about something, and he just gives you a peace deep down in your spirit about that. Sometimes it's just this inner peace. Other times it's that still small voice. It's a knowing that comes from deep within you. And it's something that you can't deny. You can't go, that's just me. But you know that that is God. But how do you get to the place where you can hear this voice and you can know that that is God, where you ask God something and when you hear his voice you go, I know that's God. There's no doubt in my mind that he spoke to me and this is what I should be doing. Because if you look at the Bible like Apostle Paul, you see that he was shipwrecked, stoned, cast out, whipped many times, left nearly to the point to death. And you go, you know, after facing all these hardships, maybe the devil would try to come in and to ask you, are you sure you're doing the right thing? Because things don't seem to be going your way. You've been beat quite a few times. You've been shipwrecked. You've been left by the wayside. Are you sure you're doing the right thing? But you know what? God has a plan that's bigger than what we can see. His vision is bigger than what we can see. And he ended up writing most of the New Testament, which we still use today. Still impacting people's lives with the gospel today. And he brought the gospel to the Gentiles, which was something that was very new. And so you look at all that and you go, there's opposition. So you have to know that you have heard the voice of the Lord. You have to know when you hear his voice that it is him and that it is none other. You have to be able to recognize the shepherd's voice. So what is the use of this inner voice? If you would turn to Luke chapter 12. And we'll look at what the use of this inner voice is. Luke chapter 12, it's just after Matthew and Mark. And Luke chapter 12, verse 11 in particular. 11 and 12. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what things ye shall answer, or what things ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. Now think about that. Let's think about that verse, because that is actually really profound. It has to do specifically with sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people. It says when you're brought before people, when you have to, you know, and they ask you, you know, they're going to ask you tough questions, saying don't prepare something in advance. Don't get all worked up and try to do it yourself. He said, no, the Holy Ghost in that same hour will give you the words to speak. You notice that he doesn't give you the words to speak a day in advance, a week in advance, 3 hours in advance. He says in the same hour. And a lot of times when you go, Lord, I need a word to speak, a lot of times it's right there in that moment. As you're opening your mouth to speak, right there that moment, he gives you the words to speak. It's not, you know, way in advance. And the reason why that is, I go, Lord, why do you wait so late? I mean, I like got my mouth open, I'm about to say something, and then you give it to me. It's like, Lord, why do you wait till like the last second to tell me? He's like, because it's faith, Luke. Because it's faith. Because in order to operate in the Holy Ghost, you have to step out in faith. In order to hear my voice, you have to step out in faith. He goes, believing in me is an act of faith. The gospel is about faith. So in order to use the voice of the Holy Spirit for the Holy Ghost to give you the words and the utterance to speak, you have to be able to step out in faith and believe that he will give you the words to speak. For instance, as a lot of you have been doing this discipleship, or a lot of you have spoke before in public concerning the gospel or shared the gospel of Christ with someone at some time in your life or encouraged someone, and maybe you pray beforehand and the Lord gives you something to speak about. Okay, like for instance for this, I prayed beforehand, the Lord gives me words to speak. He goes, Luke, I want you to talk about this particular topic. Well, in the same way, when I get up here, he can take it another direction and go, Luke, I want you to take that and I want you to go here with it. Or he gives me the words to speak and he takes me in another direction with it. You know, I have, I don't know, 5 sentences on here. But, you know, if I just read these 5 sentences, I know that's not going to last me for very long. And I'm going to be done like that and I'm not going to be able to speak for very long. So I'm like, Lord, you have to give me the words to say. Because this is about you using me as a vessel to bring your gospel. This isn't about me being some great and eloquent speaker who's just, you know, great at doing that and really comfortable with it. In fact, if you knew me when I was smaller, I actually was relatively shy. I hated calling people on the phone. I was so shy. That was like the thing. I just detested that because I'm like, oh, I don't want to call that person on the phone because I just hate talking to people because it makes me so nervous. So nervous. And now you go, yeah, I'll call that person on the phone. You don't even think twice. You don't even think twice because I know, I have a total confidence that, you know, if a ministry opportunity comes up, God will give me the words to speak. God will put the words in me. I don't have to be some great speaker. I don't have to have been saved for 20 years and do all this studying. If I am trusting in the Lord and I'm walking in His will, I'm doing His work, He'll give me the words to speak. Do you have something? That's how it works. We don't have to be the best. God isn't looking for the best. He's looking for the willing and the obedient. People that were willing and obedient to step out in faith and go, you know what, Lord? I may not have everything, but I am willing and obedient to step out and do your will, to do the work of my Father. I'm going to go about my Father's business. I'm going to tend to that. And if you're doing that, He'll bless you and He'll give you the words to speak, whether or not you know what to say. And afterwards, you know it was God because you go, that was a miracle. Because in myself, I know that I couldn't have done that. You know, I couldn't have pulled that off. I had no idea what was going on. And then suddenly, it was like, oh yeah, I got the answer for that. You know, it's God. It's a miraculous thing because it's God. And He can speak through you. So that's what His voice is used for, to speak through you so you can share the gospel with others. But there's something that is interesting, is that it requires that you know His voice. You can recognize His voice. Because oftentimes, He's not the only one that's talking. Oftentimes, the enemy tries to talk to you as well. And he tries to put fear and doubt in your head, especially at that moment. Let's say you're going to witness to somebody. At that moment, you're supposed to speak to people. That moment, he goes, what if you can't talk enough? What if you say something stupid? What if, you know, you get the wrong thing, you get confused, you say the wrong scripture verse, you misquote it? And he tries to put all this doubt into your head. So you're going to hear another voice. And the Bible talks about this. In John chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, he says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. We are his sheep, and we should know his voice. And so today I'm asking you, how familiar are you with his voice? Can you recognize his voice when he speaks to you? Do you know his voice? Do you know his voice? Have you been spending time with the Father? And you may ask, well, how do I get to know God's voice? I mean, this seems like an awful mysterious thing. I mean, He's God. How do I get to know His voice? Well, actually, it's quite simple. If you think about it, let's say you have a friend or a relative and you talk to them all the time. When they call you on the phone, you can recognize that person's voice right away. They say hello and you go, oh, that's so-and-so. I know that person because I can hear, when I hear their voice, I know it. For instance, me and Josh at one time, actually still now to some extent, sound a lot alike over the phone. I mean, a lot alike. We had a customer that had been talking to Josh about something he wanted done, and he told Josh that he'd call him right back. So he hangs up. A couple minutes later, calls back. I answer the phone. He starts going into this conversation that he had with Josh. He just starts it up right in the middle of it, and I have no idea what he's talking about. So I'm like, I think he wanted to talk to Josh. And he's like, oh, you're not Josh? I'm like, no, but see, if you're not familiar with Josh's voice, then you'll get as confused. If you're not familiar with God's voice, you'll get confused by an imitator. See, the devil tries to send another signal, another message. And if you're not familiar with the Father's voice, then you'll hear the other one. Then you'll hear them both, and then you get confused because you've got your own minds racing. You've got the enemy trying to throw thoughts in there. But you go, you know what? I'm going to be still and know that He is God. And I'm going to listen to His voice because that's the only one that I hear because I am His sheep and I know His voice and I follow it. So how do we get better at hearing His voice? It's pretty simple. You talk to Him on a regular basis. You ask Him questions. You ask Him questions, and a lot of times, a good way to start is not to start with life-threatening things. You ask Him questions about simple things to start out with. You go, Lord, you know, I know there's bad traffic on some roads. What's the fastest way to get home? And you know, if you miss it and you end up in traffic for a half hour, you go, you know what, I'm not going to do that again. Next time I'm going to hear His voice. You know? You hear a voice and you miss it and you pick the wrong one and you go, you know what, next time I know that's not God's voice. That's not God's voice. So then the next time you do it, you get better and you practice. You practice hearing the Father's voice. In everyday situations, you practice hearing the Father's voice and you know His voice and He leads you. I had actually a situation almost just like that. I was looking for a certain road. So I was going down 38th Street. I was looking for Michigan Road. And I'm driving, I'm like, all right, where is it, where is it? And something in me told me to take a left at this light. And I was like, why would I take a left at this right? I see this sign over to the side of the road that says, like, Martin Luther King Jr. Road. I'm like, I'm not going to turn there. That's the wrong road. I'm looking for Michigan Road. Well, I keep going, I'm like, okay, there's no Michigan Road around here anywhere. So I turn back around, start coming back, and guess what? I see that sign again, and it says, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Road to Michigan Street. I'm like, oh, Lord, that was the road I was supposed to turn on, and I missed it. And I missed it. I heard Your voice inside me say, turn on that road. And I was like, nah, that's not my road. But His voice, He'll speak to you. And He's been talking to me about hearing His voice. And so when you ask Him, Lord, I want to hear Your voice, He'll give you opportunities. He'll talk to you about things like that. And so you listen for His voice, and you just talk to Him on a regular basis. Just like you would anyone else. And you listen for His voice. And He will speak to you. So that's how you get better. And it's actually really simple. It's really simple. But it's profound. I believe if you apply that, then you do that. And you listen. And when you hear His voice, you obey. You make a conscious effort to attempt to obey His voice. And your heart's in the right place. Even though you may miss it every once in a while. Turn off on the wrong street. It's good to practice on those things. So that's what the Lord gave me for today. Yes, Ms. Cassie?
You know, just as you were sharing that just reminds me, and I think it's got to...
Father God, I thank You for this time. I thank You, Lord, that You speak to us and we can hear Your voice. I thank You, Lord, that You care so much about us to speak to us about everything in our life. Lord, we thank You for that, and I thank You, Lord, for this service, Lord, that we will grow and continue to grow in You. In Your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.